Just about 12 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. 60 degrees, not going to be really, really hot today. It's supposed to get up to about 78. And for that, we say thank you. Mostly clear, slight chance of rain tonight down to 59, then partly sunny and 84. Joined in the studios, we are oftentimes on a Monday morning at this time by Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, you know, I got your wrong microphone turned on. There you go.
Good morning, Bill.
You see, I'm technically incompetent. I have no idea what I'm doing. How's your dad?
He's doing great. Okay. Doing great. He's just getting along fine. And he would be here, but we've sort of changed the format of the show. And he enjoys what he's doing, and he's doing great.
That's excellent. And you and I have got a good banter going back and forth. So let him enjoy his... whatever it is he's doing to keep himself busy.
Sure.
Move on to a verse of the day.
Right. So Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the flesh, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
Okay. And the reason, again, thinking about your dad, we've had him on the show a few times. I've been here just a couple days, more than a month now. And I guess he's near my age. He's closer to it than you are. And it just makes me think that us older folks tend to fall victim to a lot of chicanery out there, a lot of double dealing, a lot of misappropriation. There's just, we're seen as a victim class, I guess. Yeah, we're like a fish in the pond with a shark swimming around.
That's very true.
How do we avoid being taken for suckers?
So scams today are a dime a dozen.
They sure are.
And used to, phone calls were long distance. Mm-hmm. There was charges for phone calls. Now phone calls are free anywhere around the world, essentially. And I was in someone's home the other day, and they still had a landline, and they were getting these calls. You can have a landline or cell phone, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But they were getting these phone calls on their landline, and they were being targeted by this company that was trying to sell them a caller ID blocking so they wouldn't have to get pesky phone calls. Ironically,
talking about creating your own business model there.
Right. Reminds me of the cartoon I saw where this brick gets thrown through the window, and attached to the brick is a note that says, "Broken window? Call Acme Glass Company."
You see, my tactic here is, if I don't recognize the number, if it's like from some weird place I've never heard of, I don't answer it. I figure if they have something important to tell me, they'll leave me a voicemail, which, of course, they never do.
Right.
And these phone banks, they call like five numbers at a time, and as soon as somebody answers, they just disconnect. But there are just so many schemes that we fall prey to. What are some of the top, five or six?
So a common one is somebody that says, "I'm calling from Medicare."
Uh-huh.
"And I want to make sure you got your card, or we have a new card that we're going to issue you." Mm-hmm. "I'm calling from Medicare." You need to be aware that Medicare does not, there's no phone calls coming
from
Medicare.
They never call.
They have a phone number that people call.
That's exactly.
They take inbound calls. They do not make outbound calls.
Exactly.
If they're going to communicate with you, it's going to be through paper.
Right. They'll send you a letter, and you need to get in touch with us at this number. Of course, all they're looking for is your Medicare number.
That's right. Your
Medicare card number.
That's right. And that's very important. They will do everything they can to get that number from you. Mm-hmm. Because when they have that Medicare number, then they can enroll you.
Right.
They can put you on plans that you have no intention of being on. They can switch what your coverage is. They could put you on a Medicare Advantage plan, and you're maybe paying for a Medicare supplement.
Right.
And if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, your Medicare supplement is no longer effective.
That's
no
correct.
Longer primary. Mm-hmm. Medicare is not. And so do not give your Medicare number off of your Medicare card. There is no reason to ever, ever give that over the phone.
Again, my tactic is, if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it. But on the rare occasion I do, and somebody starts like talking, that sort of thing, I say, "Well, I'll tell you, write me a note, send me a letter. You got my address. Thanks for calling. Bye." Don't be afraid you're going to sound rude hanging up. They're used to it.
Yeah, yeah. And what will happen is these scammers will prey on your desire to be a polite, respectable person.
That's how we were raised.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so they'll use that against you to, and if you're not careful, that will lead you to fall to these, victim to these crazy things.
What are some other ones?
So, the IRS.
Right.
I'm calling from the IRS.
No, and you're not.
No. Once again, they have incoming phone numbers. Mm-hmm. They do not have outgoing phone calls.
Right.
And so if you get a call that says they're from the IRS, that's how to tell they're a scammer.
Right.
Because the IRS is not calling you. Once again, they're writing you an official letter.
Yeah, just say, okay, you're from the IRS. I'm Richard Nixon. Goodbye.
Right. Another one is Social Security.
Exactly. Yeah.
These all sound sort of tired and trite.
But they're all things that those of us in my age bracket deal with on a regular basis.
Yes.
And it makes you more likely to fall for it if you're not aware of how they're using your age against you.
Yes. So it's common to get a phone call to say your Social Security number has been suspended.
Right.
And your check, you're not going to get your check until we get this cleared up, or until you give us this vital information, or until you pay so much.
Right. So let's make sure we've got your right Social Security number. Could you just either key it into your phone or just tell me right now? And then we'll need your bank account number.
Yes. 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 And before too long, you are in a very different place than what you intended to be.
Exactly.
And so they'll use fear.
Mm-hmm.
Your desire. They also use your desire to be polite, but they also use your desire to stay safe.
Right.
And if they can make you feel like that your Social Security income is at stake by you not saying something, then they'll do that. Use fear to try
and
to manipulate
you. You might be in violation of the law. We have to check that to make sure that you're above board.
That's right.
Just as an example. I got a letter last year from Social Security. I was coming to my full retirement age, and I got a letter from Social Security saying that they needed to check with me on the fact that I was moving from disability Social Security to regular Social Security, and they just wanted to make sure that I had taken advantage of every benefit I had coming to me. And that's a perfect example right there. They're contacting me and giving me a number to call.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted just to make sure that I didn't have any outstanding wheelchair or cane or walker expenses or anything like that that they hadn't figured in yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And verify what income I had made during my time on disability. So it was a very pleasant experience. I called the number. I waited just a few minutes. I was connected with somebody, and we just got everything done, and everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, Charles? And I know you've got others, because the list is long of ways they're trying to scam us, my brothers and sisters. We'll tell you more about that as we continue with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC, here at the Mighty 690 KGGF. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Bill Small here with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC. And again, this is radio is a free service. I don't need your Social Security number. I don't need your Medicare card number. I don't need any of that, because we're just offering this service to you for free, to learn, to be entertained, to be brought up to date. But there are those, I know it's hard to believe, there are those who don't care about you other than what you can do for them, i.e. give them your vital personal identifying information. And Charles is sharing ways that we can avoid falling into that that pit, that trap. What are some of the other top scams that they're trying to work on us?
So another one is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will call you pretending to be Amazon customer service.
With Amazon Prime or something like
and,
that.
And what they want is your Amazon login information.
Right.
They go on, change the address where the package is going to get shipped. They maybe order stuff for themselves, and you discover it down the road after the damage has already been done. So nobody is going to be calling you from Amazon. And a good rule of thumb is, if somebody's calling you and putting pressure on you, and you're not sure if it's legitimate or not.
It's not.
It isn't.
Right.
But if you have a question in your mind, one thing you can do is say, hey, will you give me your phone number?
Mm-hmm.
so I can call you back.
I like to tell telemarketers, you know, I'm eating dinner right now, but if you'll give me your number, I'll call you about, oh, maybe about 10:30 tonight.
Uh-huh. Well, even just when you say, hey, will you give me your phone number? If you have a question of a doubt and you feel like you must talk to them, give me your phone number. And if this is legit, you'll give me your phone number and we'll call you back. And
right.
It should be a reputable number that you can Google.
Exactly. Google is very important for this. Google the number to make sure it's not part of a scam, because if it is, it'll be listed on websites as a scam phone number.
And if it's a legit number, it will come up as Medicare's phone number or
right.
whatever.
Such as my Social Security situation that I was describing before we took the break. I Googled that phone number, and sure enough, it was the Kansas City Office of Social Security, and I felt safe calling.
That's right. That's right. The last one to mention is your carrier.
So
let's say you have a plan with Humana or Aetna, Cigna,
right.
and you might get somebody calling and say, hey, I am from calling from Humana, or I'm calling from one of these companies, and I need some updated information for your card, or
right.
I need to, once again, say, what's your phone number? Let me call you back. These carriers are not going to be calling you for information like that. And along with that is you'll have people trying to sell Medicare.
Right.
And this is not exactly a scam, but it can border on that.
Yeah.
Because what they're trying to do is to get your Medicare number, and then they'll do a switcheroo on you. And then when you have a problem, you need help with your coverage for your medication or your doctors, That person is no longer around.
Right.
They may not even be employed anymore at that job. They're just gone.
Right.
So a rule is never give Social Security number over the phone.
Never.
Never.
There's never a reason to.
No. There's no emergency that requires that.
Right. IRS doesn't need it. They have it. Medicare doesn't need it. They have it. And if they're calling you, you know right away it's a scam.
That's right. Never give your bank account information.
Oh, heavens no.
Needless to say, your credit card information, license information, numbers off of your Medicare card.
Your PIN numbers, your passwords, none of that.
Right, right. There are whole businesses that exist in India. All of they're calling all over the globe with these tactics to try to get people to give them information that they can then use for their benefit. And they have skyscrapers,
right,
that they've built based on this theft,
the money they've scammed out of folks like me.
You know,
it's just be smart. You know, if it's a bottom line rule, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
And let me say one more thing. I have a client, and somebody got a hold of him on the phone and promised him that if he would send them $200 in gift cards,
right,
that he would get $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and got $200 in gift cards and read the code off of the gift card to the person on
right.
the phone, and that money was gone.
Mm-hmm.
That money was no longer there. And so a big tactic they use, I don't think I've mentioned, is the use of gift cards. Because it's hard to send cash over the phone.
Right.
They know people won't give their bank account information over the phone. It's hard to do
but
that.
But a gift card's easy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just give me the ID off the back of the card. They can spend that money, and it's transferred from your possession to their possession, and it's untraceable. There's no crime being committed other than just convincing you to do it. So when you hear a phone call and they're talking about gift cards, go to the store and get these. Know that is a scam.
Another one is you'll get a call from some supposed law enforcement agency saying, we've got your nephew here in lockup, and he said that you're the one to call to bail him out. We can't do money over the phone, so go to the store, get some gift cards, come back, and we'll talk about turning your nephew back over to you.
And don't tell his mom.
Right.
Right.
Don't tell his mom, because she'll ground him.
Right, right, right. And they will convince you there's some family emergency, and you can be the hero by going out and spending a bunch of money on gift cards. I think it was my dad was at a store the other day where they do money orders and
right.
Telegram and or Western Union.
Right, wire like money.
And he said you'd just be amazed at the people that come in that are just going through those steps of a scam.
Right.
And so...
And people just don't want to believe the worst about other people.
Yeah.
As, well, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
You don't know them.
Yeah. Yeah. In many ways, we're so sheltered from some of the realities out there that people are willing to stoop to.
Yeah, they take advantage of our gentle, kind, and friendly, neighborly nature.
Yeah,
yeah,
they do. They do.
So we've learned a lot today. Have we touched on everything? Maybe some other pointers you want to share? Or?
I think that's it.
All right.
I think that's it.
Well, again, the bottom line is if they're calling you, it's not legit.
That's
if you
right.
get it in the mail, it may be legit. Double check it. But if they're calling you, just say, I'm sorry, this is a recording. Please leave a message when you hear the beep, beep, and then hang up.
Uh-huh. That's right.
All right, Charles Skank, Skank Insurance says, again, as usual, some more great information. And we'll chat with you again on Friday here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Thank you.